preach about he rose again. The gospel is good news. In 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, we'll be reading in just a moment, but the gospel is good news, and we just saw the good news in the baptism. And this young man on this video touched our heart to think about that Jesus Christ gave his only son that we all might have life and have it abundantly, and we might have it eternally. So we want to thank the Lord for what a great gift that he gave us, his son, Jesus Christ. The baptism is good news because we know what baptism represents. But he rose again. Easter is good news. You know, the day that people should be filling up the churches, they should be worshiping Jesus Christ for what he has done for us, made it possible for so many things that we don't even realize in this life, that he rose again. Jesus Christ walked on this earth for 33 years. He was a perfect man of God. He was a perfect God. He was God. And he walked on this earth without sin. And we want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for what he done for each and every one of us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 15, chapter 15, verse 1, as we read these first four verses, it tells what you just witnessed tonight. He rose again. We find out that he died for our sins, that he was buried, and he rose again. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand, but which also you are saved if you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. Verse 4 says, and that he was buried, and that. These three words, I hope, open your heart this hour, that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Let us pray. Jesus, our heavenly Father, what a great testimony here this day to see this young man come, Lord, to know Jesus Christ and follow Jesus Christ through baptism, that Jesus Christ was baptized, showing the importance, oh God, of following him. And Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for most of all, Lord, that resurrection, God, that made it possible, Lord, that we might be able to witness, oh God, the living Jesus Christ in our heart, in our life this hour. And Father, what it means to us out in the future that nobody even understand here this day. But Father, we do know that there's a better time, there's a better place because of what you have done, that you walk out of that grave, Father, that each and every one of us can walk out of our grave, that that grave cannot hold us. And we want to thank you, Lord, for this day, God, and what it really means to us. But each Sunday, Lord, is a resurrection Sunday. Each Sunday is an Easter Sunday for the Christian people today. And Father, how we thank God, the Holy Spirit of God, opened up the hearts of people this hour, and they might understand. If they one here today has never accepted that great, great hour of salvation, Lord, we pray the day might be the day, God, there, open the heart for understanding that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. But we have a gift if we would just receive it this hour. If one person this hour just received that gift, that Jesus Christ is reaching out to you this day, Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for the blessing that you're going to bless in this service this hour. Oh, Father, for the service, what you're going to do, Lord, that your name might be glorified and lifted up. And we want to thank you this and all these many blessings, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. The good news that he rose again. I can stand up here this hour and tell you that is good news. You know, we have just celebrated Good Friday. Well, what about Good Friday? That's when our Savior died on the cross of Calvary. Well, what's good news about a death of anybody? Good Friday is a Good Friday because it was the death of our Savior. Good news is about someone dying, and that someone was Jesus Christ. And it tells us why in the verse of scriptures that I just read to you of why Jesus Christ died and why it's such a good news and why they call it Good Friday. And that is, it says in verse 3, that Christ died for our sins. Jesus Christ died for my sins. He died for your sins and the sins of the whole world. I tell you, that is good news, our sin. Praise the Lord that he was buried in a tomb. He was buried. He paid the price for our sins, and he was buried in a tomb out of sight. Our sins have been buried with him out of sight. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for what you've done. That my sin, yes, I was a sinner. Yes, I've sinned and come short of the glory of God. But my sins is out of sight because of what Christ Jesus had done for me. He came to die for our sins. You see, there was no way that we could get back in touch with the Holy God because we know that we're all sinners. But Jesus Christ and took me by one hand and God by the other hand and brought us together. Each one of us today, if you met God, I tell you, you meet God through Jesus Christ. There's no other way to meet God except through Jesus Christ. I want to tell you this day that Christ died for our sins. But not only that, he was buried. It said he was out of sight. He was buried. It represents, you know, that he takes my sin. And you know what? He don't bring them up anymore. He don't tell me, well, remember what you used to be. You remember that thing you done last week. You remember how your attitude had been last month. You remember what you done year before last. He don't bring my sins up anymore because they are hidden. They're buried. They're out of sight. He does not remember them anymore. Praise God. He was buried for our sins. Out of sight. But then verse 4 also says again, as you understand, he was buried, and that these three words, he rose again. To understand that he rose again, he was buried. The Holy Spirit knew exactly what it was doing when it penned this by the hand of mankind. In verse 4, it said that he was buried. I want you to notice that if you have a King James Version Bible, a lot of these liberal Bibles, they have a period at the end of the burial. You find out the Holy Spirit of God penned this, and there's a comma there because the death of Jesus Christ and the burial of Jesus Christ do not end with a period. It's a comma. It means it keeps on continuing, and it goes on and on and on. It does not end. In Matthew 5 and 18 says, till heaven and earth shall pass away, not one jot or tittle shall in no ways pass from the law till all be fulfilled. That's good news. The story of the gospel does not end at Christ's death. He rose again. There's not a period. It is a comma. I mean, it keeps on going. Thank you, Lord, that he was buried, but he rose again. These three words, he rose again. All false cults today, all of the false religion of the day, their leaders, their heroes, they are still in the grave. They did not rise again. We want to thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 14 of the same chapter said, and if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is also in vain. I'm going to tell you today, if Jesus Christ did not rise again, what I'm doing now is foolishness. We need to close our Bible and go home if Jesus Christ did not rise again. I'm going to tell you, you are eyewitnesses. You are a witness here this day that Jesus Christ rose again. If Jesus Christ didn't rise again, pray tell me, why are you here tonight? Why did you come tonight if Jesus Christ did not rise from that grave? I'm going to tell you, we are witnesses today, and my preaching would be in vain. All preaching would be in vain if Jesus Christ did not rise from that grave. Jesus Christ is alive the day, and I'm going to tell you, our witnesses tells us that. And besides that, if Jesus Christ didn't rise from the grave, you see, we would have no hope. We'd have no hope because we would still have our sin problem. I would still have my shame and my sin problem. But it goes a little bit farther. He rose again. In verse 18, he also says, then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perish. Those loved ones, those old cemeteries, those mothers and fathers and loved ones and family and kins and all our relatives are also in the grave back 2,000 years and on back. If Jesus Christ didn't rise again, we would never see them again. But he gave us hope today. I'm here today with part of my family sick another way, and part of your family maybe be here today. And one of these days, you know what? We're going to take our last breath. Sometimes mothers and fathers have to go on and leave their children. You know, they're going to be a grave somewhere, then I'm going to have to leave my family. And not only that, you see, but I expect to see my family again one day. My loved ones, I expect to see them. Jesus Christ made it possible that it's not the end. Maybe whenever you put that loved one in that grave and you see, you won't see it no more, but you can say, just a little while, my child, just a little while, my loved one, and I shall see you again. I believe in Jesus Christ rose from the grave because I believe that I'll see my loved ones again. I don't believe this is the end of everything in this life that we're living today. I believe I have loved ones that have gone on to be with the Lord, and I believe that I'll see him one of these days. And he said, if Jesus Christ didn't rise from the grave, you will never see your loved ones again if Jesus Christ did not rise again. I'm going to tell you the third thing I find out that Jesus Christ, because he said he was buried, not only did he bury, but he rose again. and he rose again. I'm going to tell you, thank you, Lord, because it says to the tomb, you cannot stop me. And it says to the science, you cannot explain me. It says to the technology, you cannot duplicate me. It says to the historian, you cannot repeat me. It says to the unbeliever today, you cannot disprove me. It says to the church today, proclaim me that Jesus Christ rose again. Those three words, he rose again. Thank you, Lord. I believe he rose again. In Romans 10, 9 and 10, it says that if thou shalt confess the Lord with thy mouth, the Lord Jesus Christ, and believe in thy heart that God's raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I believe that. Is there a person in here that believes that? You can be saved if you're lost. With a heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with a mouth, confession is made unto salvation. These three words. Are you sitting here today? Are you saved? Do you know for sure that if you leave this world right now that you'd go to be with Jesus Christ? Do you know for sure if you leave this world right now that you'd go to heaven? Do you know for sure that? Because it says you can be sure because Jesus Christ rose again. I'm going to tell you what the Holy Spirit's doing this very hour because Jesus Christ rose again and he's sending back to the Father. And he says that I will send the comfort to be with you. And the Holy Spirit of God for 2,000 years has been here on this earth and is drawing people to him. This hour, did you know the Holy Spirit of God is drawing someone? This very hour, the Holy Spirit of God is opening up some heart. You can't decide to be saved anytime that you want to. You don't decide that you need Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you, the Holy Spirit of God is pointing that holy finger at you this hour and says, son, daughter, child, whatever you might be, you know what? You need to be saved. You know that you've sinned. There's not a person sitting in this building here this day, and they know that they have sinned and come short of the glory of God. What is the glory of God? Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God. Jesus Christ, that perfect man. He is the glory of God. And I'll tell you what, I fall short, you fall short, and don't compare yourself with someone else and say that I'm good as that person, because that's not your comparison. Your comparison is Jesus Christ had never sinned. When you measure yourself up against Jesus Christ, you fall short, my dear child. Every one of us falls short today because we are not God, and we have subject to sin because we have a fallen nature. But I'm telling you today, if you want to be saved, you can be saved, because you're here today and the Holy Spirit's going to take you and he's going to point that holy finger at you and say, child, you need to be saved. But God loves you. He died on the cross. And if you'd been the onlyest person in the world, he would have died just for you. He's pointing that finger at you this hour. You might have come to this building for whatever reason you come to this building. You might not know why that you come, but the Holy Spirit of God arranged it for you to be here this hour. I'm going to tell you that you might hear a message of Jesus Christ rose again, that you can accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And I'm going to tell you this, accepting Jesus Christ as this young man did, baptized. Now he's on his way to a place called heaven. And I'm going to tell you, that is the greatest thing that you can ever do in this world, because God gave you a soul. Every one of us has a soul. That little baby has a soul, and that soul will be somewhere for all eternity. It's going to be in heaven or it's going to be in hell. There's no in between. These three words, he rose again. I'm going to tell you, he rose again. When this life is over, I'm going to tell you what, we got a wonderful life ahead of us, and that life is eternal life with Jesus Christ. Getting into my sermon now, there's something very personal, though, about this good news. Very, very personal. It's personal to me. I'm going to tell you, salvation is personal to every one of us. It's one out of time that Jesus Christ appears in them by the Spirit of God and the Word of God that you might be saved. He convicts person one at a time. And I'm going to tell you, it's very personal to me about my salvation. But also, it's very personal to Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you, he rose again. That is something that's very personal about the good news. He rose again because he rose again very personal, because this is the same Jesus Christ that was born of a virgin birth. This same Jesus, very personal to him, is a perfect Son of God that never sinned, that walked on this earth. He never sinned. He's the same person that died on the cross of Calvary 2,000 years ago. It's the same person, I'm going to tell you, that was buried in that tomb. He rose again. And what Jesus Christ done by the power of God, I'm going to tell you, he rose again. He vindicated his word, what Jesus Christ said he'll do, that he rose again. He vindicated what he said he would do. He rose again. Jesus Christ said that I'm coming back from the dead. He told his disciples many times. You've heard it all day long in Sunday school lesson. You've heard it in what you've seen in this play, that Jesus Christ said, I'm coming back. He said, destroy this temple in 3 days and I'll rebuild it again. They thought they was talking about, oh, the temple there they worshiped in. Jesus Christ was talking about his own body himself. He says, 3 days and three nights that old Jonah was in the belly of the whale. He says, you know what? The Son of Man also shall be in the center of the earth. I'll give you that sign. all the Old Testament. I'm going to tell you, Pleasant Hill, you're sitting here today, and you are a testimony, and you believe that he kept his word. It's a testimony that you're sitting here today that Jesus Christ kept his word. He vindicated his word by the resurrection. Easter morning, it says the women came to anoint Jesus Christ. The angel was there, and the stone had been rolled away. In Matthew 28:6 also tells us, it says, he is not here as they appear to that tomb. It says, for he is risen. And listen to the scriptures. As he said. As he said. Come see the place where the Lord laid. I'm going to tell you, he kept his word, did he not? Just as he said he'd do, he kept his word. Is that important to you today that Jesus Christ kept his word? And he said that I'm going to rise from the grave. I'm going to tell you how important it is. Because everything else that Jesus Christ says, it leans on what he said he'd do whenever he said, I will rise again. Romans 6:23 tells us, for the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I'm going to tell you what you have hope today. Jesus Christ says, I'm going to go away. I'm going to send a comforter, but one of these days I'm coming back. Some way or another, we find John chapter 14. We read this a lot of times at funerals, but this is really not a funeral verses, but it's really the second coming of Jesus Christ. It says in verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there ye may be also. Jesus Christ kept his word. He rose again. Do you believe Jesus Christ to keep his word? He says that I'm going to go away and I'm going to come back and I'm going to receive you. I'm going to make a solo flight and receive every one of you, or either I'm going to come at one time of the rapture of the church and receive every one of his Christian people at one time that's alive. But Jesus Christ kept his powerful word of what he'd done on Calvary's cross. He says, I'll die, I'll go to that grave, and I'll rise again. Well, we know that there's a B2B people in the world that did not keep their word. Oh, Houdini, he said, I'm going to go through death. He escaped a lot of time. He was an escape artist. He says, I'm even going to escape death. But you know, oh, Houdini, he died. He told his wife at a certain time he had come back from the grave. And every year, the time of his death, she went and she checked that grave for 10 years. She had a candle lit on his grave. After 10 years, she blew out the candle. Houdini didn't come back. I'm going to tell you what Jesus Christ says, I'll rise again. Jesus Christ, he rose again, he kept his word. Gives meaning to everything else that he said. Jesus Christ says, sin and guilt and shame, you know, have been removed because of what Jesus Christ said. Whosoever believe in me shall not perish but have everlasting life. It says, the hungry soul today, he says, come to me because I am the bread of life. He said that you need rest today. He says, come unto me, all you are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You battling temptation, he said, be of good cheer. I have come that you overcome the world. He says, you know what? You're battling disease and the lot today. He says, I am the resurrection of life. Can you believe that? These three words. He rose again. The resurrection vindicated his work on the cross of Calvary. He rose again. He rose again. Jesus died for our sins. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, for he have made him to be sin for us who know no sin, that we might be made the righteous of God. Are you righteous today? You look around at the people that are sitting by you. You look at the people in front of you and the people in back of you. Are you a righteous person today? I didn't ask you, do you live right? I ask you, are you a righteous person today? If you are a righteous person today, that means you have accepted Jesus Christ. And he says, you know what? In that verse of scriptures, he made you righteous because of what he done for you. If you're saved this hour, you are a righteous person. And I can assure you one thing, if you're not saved, you're not a righteous person. You say, well, I'm as good as someone else, but that's not what the problem is. The problem is sin and guilt. It's not that you're good as someone else. The problem is that you have sinned and you need repentance and you need to be saved from your sin. Romans 5:8 said, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. 1 Peter 3:18 said, for Christ also had once suffered for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened in the spirit. 1 John 2:2, and he is the propitiation of our sin, and not for our sin only, but the sin for the whole world. Jesus Christ shed enough of blood for every sin that's ever been sinned to be covered. Everybody in this world has ever been born, ever will be born, there was enough of blood shed on Calvary's cross to pay for everybody. It's there. It's just that you're going to accept it or not. Would you accept that this day that you are lost? Would you accept that the day that you need a Savior? If you don't have a Savior, that you certainly need a Savior. Is His blood sufficient to what He done 2,000 years ago? Was His blood sufficient to God? The angel looked at that blood. They might have had the question, God, is that sufficient? But you know, as God looked down upon the blood of His own Son, and He pronounced it is sufficient. And the resurrection that God has the power to raise His Son up from that death. The resurrection of the Father is the amen that His blood is sufficient. And He said, it is finished. I've done everything that I can for mankind. I'll do nothing else for mankind. I've done everything I can. Today you cannot do anything. He's done everything for you. Isn't it so simple that all you'd have to do is just open your heart and accept Jesus? You say, yeah, but you don't know what I've done, preacher. I know one thing. No matter what you've done, Jesus Christ's blood is greater than anything you've ever done. And I tell you, His arm is like this right here, stretched out, and says, come unto me. His blood is sufficient. There's something very powerful about the good news that Jesus Christ rose again. The good news is powerful. Revelation 1 and 18 says, He, I am He that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. The power over death and hell. The power over the devil. When Jesus Christ came to this earth, the devil had the power over this world of death and hell. And you see, by the very basics of the Word of God, the devil could man say, hey, that man called I.B. Boyette demands death because he has sinned by the very power of the Word of God. The devil point his finger at me, and by the Word of God, he says, I demand that he die. And I'm going to tell you, as the Holy Spirit of God moved in, the wages of sin is death, God said. But you see, Jesus Christ, He took the keys from old Satan of hell and of death. And I'm going to tell you, He looked at you, that old devil did. And that person sitting right there, that person sitting there, and that person sitting there, the devil could say, I demand that that person die and perish in hell because that person is a sinner. Jesus Christ stepped down from the portals of glory, walked on this earth, came to that cross, died, and rose again. He says, Satan, the devil, give me those keys that that man won't have to perish, that that man won't have to die because he accepted what I done on Calvary's cross, that I don't have to worry about death and hell. I'm going to tell you, the purpose of the devil is not to annoy you. The purpose of the devil is to destroy you. Remember that. Jesus Christ, death and burial in the tomb. Easter, He rose again. Easter, He rose again. Jesus to the devil, give me those keys. The devil had those keys. He had to hand them over when He rose again. 1 Corinthians 15 to 26, the last enemy shall be destroyed is death. Is death. When I accept Jesus Christ, I'm going to tell you, Jesus Christ took those keys, and you listen to me very, very patiently here for just a moment. When I accepted Jesus, and when that young man accepted Jesus Christ, I'm going to tell you what God done. He sent His Son with those keys, and He locked me out of hell. You see, I can't go to hell. Oh, you're bragging, preacher, how good you are. No, sir, I'm not bragging how good I am. I'm bragging about the power of Jesus Christ. Woo! I can't go to hell. And that young man accepted Jesus Christ, he can't go to hell. He says, I have the keys of heaven and hell. You see, I'm going to heaven. He locked me into heaven. You see, if you save this hour, you know what He rose again means for every one of us? It means I'm just as good as I'm already in heaven. There's nothing that I can do to keep me from going to heaven. Nothing that you can do. Why? Because He has the keys and He locked me in. That is the greatest thing that you can understand out of this sermon this hour. He locked me out of hell. He locked me into heaven. Oh, but my friends, if you die in your sins, you do not accept the payment that Jesus Christ paid for you. You see, you're locked in a place called hell, and you're locked out of heaven. It's not your good works. It's not how good that you are, but what Christ done on Calvary's cross. He buried and rose again. The hell. You see, death drives the highways of this world. Death goes in the hospitals, no matter how many doctors and nurses and medicine they have. That old death is there. You know, he goes into the rest homes and he visits the rest homes. He goes into our own homes and a little baby's crib sometimes. He goes and he taps us on the shoulder and he says, you know, it's time for this life to be over. Do you know that you've been locked in hell, or locked out of hell, locked in heaven, or locked out of heaven? Jesus Christ has those keys. Are you willing here this hour to walk out of this church over the blood of Jesus Christ or under the blood of Jesus Christ? He says, amen to my son. There's something practical about the good news that Jesus Christ rose again. Do you have Jesus Christ in your heart? As Romans 10 and 9 says, if thou confess Jesus Christ with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The same resurrection power that raised Jesus Christ up will raise me up one day. See, my spirit, my soul are going to go be with the Lord time my breath leaves my body. But now this old body here is going to sleep in this earth till we find out that the rapture of the church comes if we go that way, and I'll have a new body. This old one is about wore out. Do you know Jesus Christ this hour? You know, death is old Billy the world. But I'm going to tell you, he rose again. Thank you, Jesus. And we can sing that old song, because he lived, I can face tomorrow. And I'm going to tell you, because he lived, I can face tomorrow. As you look at this world that we're living in, and you look at this country that we're living in, and you look at the problems families have today, but I'm going to tell you, knowing Jesus Christ, I can face tomorrow. I can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone. Now, we all have a fear of death, do we not? I sit up here and tell you I don't have a fear of death. I would be telling you a story because I fear death, but I don't fear the consequences of death. I don't fear that because it's taken care of. Each and every one of us this day, all fear is gone. If we have the sound system going now, and that song was playing over a radio right now in this auditorium, and that song was playing, because he lived, I can face tomorrow. Because he lived, all fear is gone. And if you turn the knob of that radio off and you cut the sound off, you would stop the music. But you see, you would not stop it from keep going. Only thing you would stop is you just receiving that song. Here this hour, I'm going to tell you what, you don't need to stop anything. The music of the great I Am is still here. And the music he rose again is with you this hour. Don't try to stop it, that he rose again. He rose again to make it possible that you hear this hour, that you heard the gospel message. It could be good news to you this hour if you would let Jesus Christ come into your heart and save you if you need it. We have a song of invitation this hour. Brother Orville comes. I'd like for you to think about what Jesus Christ said to that old devil. Give me the keys. He has the keys this hour. Would you like to come this hour and really make a confession of faith that you know that Jesus Christ will save you if you ask him? Would you like to come this very moment? We're fixing to stand this most important time of the services right now. Get ready. The Holy Spirit of God is putting that finger at you. He says, won't you be saved? He'll take you by the hand. Won't you be saved this hour?